Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know, it kind of sucks because I feel like we were just talking about interesting stuff and we weren't recording. But I guess that's what friendship is. Mm-hmm.
And it sucks. And friendship, you ask? It sucks, I respond.
You know, it sucks because sometimes you have conversations that are really interesting and cool. And then you're like, strangers aren't going to hear that.
I know. Yeah. And then you have to, you know, punish yourself.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at.
Me too. JK. I'm punishing myself with eating a bunch of Milano cookies.
Well, guys, it's us. It's Mary and Sally.
Yeah,
that's I'm right. Sally. It's the angel and devil girls themselves. And you are listening to 50% angel, 50% devil.
I don't feel like having sex with my girlfriend much, and I think it's bothering her a lot. And I don't know what to do. I think she's attractive, but there's no fire. I don't feel horny a lot. Also, I think I'm kind of emotionally unavailable a lot of the time, and I don't know if it's because I'm depressed or if it's because I'm not feeling the relationship. H.
Fuck, that sucks.
Yeah, I've been through a lot of, like, I have a sex drive and my partners don't. Mm-hmm. And what I always do is cry about it to mm-hmm. them and be like, I need you to have sex with me. And I'm sorry that like you don't want to, but you have to at least be like involved in me having sex. So like, you know, be there while I'm like masturbating or like choke me while I'm masturbating or, you know, use the vibrator on me at least for like a while and then I'll do it or something. Mm-hmm. But like, that's what I've always done is just been like, I need you to do this. So asking from the other end of that, like, what do you do if you are the one who doesn't have a high sex drive? I would explain that. I would be like, listen, I know that, and this has helped me when people have said this to me. Like, I know that you like want to have sex, but I don't want to. And I'm not like feeling that. So I'm sorry. At least like just bring up the conversation, regardless of whether or not you know that you're going to like stay with her or something. And then the other, so just, you know, say like that, you know, that there's something going on. Mm-hmm. And then another, so the other side of that is like, look at other people and like online or something, like, do you want to have sex with them? Do you want to have sex with anyone? What is, like, how are you feeling? If you don't want to have sex with anyone, then I would stay with her and go to a psychiatrist if you're depressed. But also, like, people, it's natural to, like, go through periods where you don't have a very high sex drive. That's, mm-hmm. That's a normal thing to go through. Don't think that you're, like, broken if you're not horny as a man. I also think that men are less, that men have a lower sex drive than women. And that it's been said that for thousands of years that it's the opposite way. But with me and all of my friends, I truly think women have a higher sex drive than men do. So I think that there's been like, you know, a lot of propaganda about how much you should want to fuck. So don't worry if it's not that high. Mary?
Gorsh. Well, I'm troubled that you are feeling emotionally unavailable. I would love it if you worked on that. I think for sure see a therapist or talk more openly with friends that you can trust, because it sounds like there's stuff going unexamined inside of your brain. I'm not sure if you've at one point been horny towards your girlfriend or if this is how it's always been. It sounds like that you're just regularly not a horny person. So, you know, I think if it's a deal breaker, it's a deal breaker. Kind of back to what Sally was saying, I think if your girlfriend's totally horny bones and, like, you know, wants to do it and stuff, but you're super not in the mood, I think there's some compromises, like, you know, things that aren't as involved as having sex, holding the vibrator, choking, whatever she wants. Yeah, it doesn't have to be vaginal intercourse every day.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to be like 100% doing the sex thing to make her feel like it. But the whole vibe of this question is just like, seems depressed, right? Like, I'm not horny, so should I break up with my partner? Yeah. I don't even know if I like her or not. Like, it sounds like you really do have to, like from making a decision that big, you're like, maybe I'm depressed. Maybe I hate my girlfriend. I don't know what is going on. I think that you need to figure that out.
Yeah.
That sounds like the first thing. Cause you're not like, I just am not feeling sexual. I don't know why. It's like, maybe I'm sad. And I feel like, yeah, if you're saying you're emotionally available and maybe you're depressed and you're not horny, that you should work on that.
Yeah.
Go to therapy.
And it's interesting that you say that you don't know if you're not feeling the relationship. And I think he means that.
Mm-hmm.
I think he doesn't know what he feels.
Mm-hmm. I know. I think so too. Cause I think it's difficult for you to name your emotions right now.
You got to crack that head open.
Oh, yeah. We got to crack it like a nut.
Well, what about journaling?
I do love journaling.
Try journaling first if you're feeling super not able to talk to people.
And it really helps to write with a pen or pencil on paper as opposed to typing. Mm-hmm. Like, there's something different about, I think, just growing up, like the way that we learn to write first, like write with our hand, and then we learn to type. I feel like your thoughts flow more easily from your head to the paper if you actually write it longhand.
Sometimes when I don't know what I'm feeling, I'll journal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll be like, oh, that's the thing that's bothering me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I talk to someone about it.
Yeah.
Food for thought.
There you go.
Next question.
How about this one?
Oh, okay.
I love how you're so carefree. I really admire you. Something you guys learned too late?
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Carefree, yeah, right.
Yeah, this is... I think that basically this person is talking about how I just post shit of me being crazy.
Oh, sure.
But that is a really interesting thing. It's no, I'm not carefree. I have intense insecurities and anxieties. So what I'm showing you is something that I've a version of myself, a side of this dodecahedron that is confident for 30 seconds or whatever. But everything you see online is not reality. Mm-hmm. And in real life, I constantly apologize and don't know what I'm doing. And I have a very short temper and I am not carefree at all. And something, and thank you for admiring, and something that I learned too late, My biggest regret in life, and stay with me on this one, is not doing theater in high school. Because
that's so funny.
I was really focused on
what
being
did you do
cool.
in high school?
So I was really focused on being cool.
So you'd like smoke cigarettes and
exactly.
stuff?
I would do like drugs and like I love drugs, but mm-hmm. I would do drugs and not like do anything that I thought would look like I was trying at all, which is the worst. That's what I wish I had learned, that trying is cool and working at something is cool because I mean, if you want to be really like superficial about it, that's how you make money and make people like you. But in reality, in a less superficial version of that, it makes you feel better and it makes you have purpose to try at something. People don't just like fail into like happiness, you know? You don't like, because I wanted to do theater. I felt like it was something cool, but then I was like, no, those kids are like lame. And like, I smoke cigarettes and like, that's like stupid. And if I'm going to be an actor, I'm going to be like a famous actor on TV, not on like a Broadway stage, which is like, that's a psychotic thought. And I really had that thought.
Wow.
So yeah, what I learned too late is that being cool is so stupid and doing fun and weird things is very cool. What about you, Mary?
Let's see. What did I learn too late? Something about nothing mattering. Well, we were just talking this morning before we were recording about how I recently went to a party and was listening to people talk shit about others for reasons that I found very dubious and was like, what are you guys talking about? Just being like jealous and mean to others that don't really pose any threat to you. And I find that so annoying now, but I gotta say, probably 2013 or something, I remember sounding like that and being like, this person isn't even funny. And it's just like, it doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't. Let people do. If people aren't causing harm, leave them alone.
I think it's fair to say, like, I don't like that. That's not my shit.
Sure.
And I even think it's fair to say that, like, in public with other people.
Sure.
But
I think you can, like, criticize art.
Yeah, right, but right.
But being like,
well,
I don't like
sucks.
This person.
And that's a problem in comedy. I think that's so annoying. That's like, and Mike Birbiglia has a joke about this, but, like, you know, he says that when someone says they don't like your comedy, they're saying they don't like your personality. And that's true. And that's like a difficult crosshatch of wires there. That like, if you're saying you don't like Marianne's comedy, then you're also, and you're like drunk, then you're also going to be like, yeah, I fucking hate her.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, you're just like not into the art that she's making.
Yeah.
And don't be mean. Yeah. I like to be mean though. I do.
Sure.
Feels good.
99% of people are doing their best and are nice if you talk to them. Well, what else have I learned?
Maybe that Milano are irresistible.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I mean, they really are. I've eaten almost this entire box of cookies and like that. Oh, my God. Oh. I'm intermittent. I was intermittent fasting, but I did it for 2 days and then I like stopped.
Oh, wait. That's a thing. Something I learned too late. Eat 3 meals a day and don't do wacky diets.
Well, I mean, no offense, Mary, but you like. You have a really good metabolism and like are very thin.
Sure. But I've gone through phases of wacky diets and went up and down and up and down. And if your weight is going to be the same, whether you're dieting or not dieting, mm-hmm. but just the dieting version is yo-yoing and the not dieting is just like staying at the same all the time. Mm-hmm. Why not do the one that doesn't cause you headaches and low self-esteem and whatever.
I think that I am like...
But yes, I'm a trim girl. Easy to say.
Yeah.
Easy to say, trim girl.
I'm like slowly gaining weight and it's like, well, fuck. And I think that might be what other people are dealing with when they're like, well, I need to go on a diet. Because they're like, okay, well, this used to be my heaviest possible weight and now it's my... the middle weight, you know? Like, I want to... Help me. Help me, please. But it would help to not eat a ton of cookies in the middle of the day.
Probably. Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good. Take care of yourself, I say.
Take care of yourself.
Take care of your body.
And yes, I'm sure if I gained 20 pounds, I'd be like, I gotta do something. Right.
What have I done?
Hi, y'all. I'm wondering if you have any tips on confidence. I'm a young man, and I often struggle with acknowledging my own value. Thank you, heart emoji. Sincerely, new ex Eden. The very Zenga live journal type name.
New Eden. Oops. New Eden sounds the name of a fanfic.
Sounds like Savage Garden.
For Battlestar Galactica.
New Eden.
Yeah, yeah.
Hunger Games. New Eden.
New Eden. Yeah. Twilight. New Eden. That sounds real. They all sound very real.
Yes. Confidence.
It probably doesn't help his confidence to make one of his username.
No.
I'm not. I think it's probably.
We're laughing with you. We're your friend after all.
You probably like those things. I hope you do.
Yeah.
I hope you like
fun
sci-fi stuff because I do.
Well, I think the new Eden name seemed to indicate they would maybe like this, right?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Or it's someone that follows me. I have a lot of followers that don't know me at all.
Oh, sure. Well, they mentioned that they're looking for confidence specifically as a young man. Steve, any thoughts?
Oof, you're going right to me here?
Yeah.
You said you wanted to give the male perspective.
Well, I've never lacked confidence, so I don't really know how to answer this one. No, that was a joke. You're supposed to laugh right after
that. That was actually funny, and I thought you were being serious, and I was like, oh my God.
I can take this out if you want, but at our Xmas party, Steve was so drunk, and on the roof, he gave a speech to his coworkers saying, like, I want to thank you guys. I love you. I used to be such a loser.
Oh my God.
I was.
And he claims he doesn't remember.
Loser in quotes.
Well, you know. But they were like chiming in saying, like, no, yeah, me too. I used to blank whatever they were doing before their current job.
Oh, okay.
Everyone goes through a loser period.
Mm-hmm.
Or
sure.
Maybe where they feel that way. But
now you have a cool job.
Tips on confidence. I mean, do things that you're good at.
That is a really good tip.
I don't know. Go on some dates.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this question really isn't specifically about dating, but maybe it has something to do with that.
Yeah, right. Like maybe it does truly help to have other people validate you, and you don't have to feel bad about that. I feel like a lot of people, the way that like the current conversation is around like confidence and like whatever ego and stuff is like, you rely on yourself and that's how you make you happy. And it's like, that's just not the reality of it. Yeah. You need other people, friends or significant others or your family. You need other people to be like, hey, you're doing really good at this, which is why I always need my boyfriends. I always have, I'm like, hey, can you like tell me I'm funny? I need you just to think I'm funny, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you need to have like a script in your head where you're telling yourself like, hey, I'm good at stuff. Oh. Like you need to confidence, it has to start with yourself, and then like other people will see that you're confident, and then they'll kind of like reverberate that back towards you, and then you'll feel better. Like mm-hmm. you have to like believe in yourself. Like when you walk out the door, you have to have confidence, like in a positive like image of yourself, right? Like project that out to the world, mm-hmm. and people recognize that, and that makes you feel even better.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. it's like in the movie Swingers when they were telling the guy that you're money.
Oh yeah.
And everyone knows it. You're money. And you have to have that idea like in your head that like
yeah.
the moment you walk out the door that you are money. That
That's
you have,
nice.
That you have value to the world. Mm-hmm. And then people will recognize that and you'll feel more confident.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Talk to people even if it feels awkward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just do it.
And they'll be like, oh, fine. I like this person. And try to make other people's lives better, chat with people, and honey, you will be like, oh, wait a second, I'm confident now. How'd that happen?
Yeah, doing things for other people really makes you feel good. I mean, I've been thinking, Mary does like charity work, but I've been thinking.
Angel.
Right, exactly. But and so my version of that is I've just been thinking about how good it feels to buy presents for people.
Yeah.
It feels so nice. Good to like want to present someone with something nice. That is the greatest feeling mm-hmm. for me, is just like to find something and spend money and get a thing for someone else. It feels really good. Like, and that's because altruism is bullshit. And so you can acknowledging your own value, I feel like has to do with like making other people feel good. And then they acknowledge your value because they truly mean like, thank you. Like you've done a good thing. I really appreciate you. Even when you like give money to like a homeless person, like, don't you get like a jolt of like, mm-hmm. whoa, it mm-hmm. feels so good. It's like, it feels incredible. So that you should check that out. And if you don't have money, you can do charity work and you can volunteer.
Yes, New Eden. I say make a habit of always having $1 bills in your wallet mm-hmm. so that you can give them out to anybody that needs a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause really, I know we're all broke, but you're going to lose a dollar somehow. Mm-hmm. Might as well give it to someone.
Yeah. Totally Truesville. Also, I don't know how affirmations, I mean, I know how they work, but I don't know if they work.
I think affirmations work. I think a lot of people, if they have a record playing in their head of like, oh, you're so stupid. Why did you say that? Oh my God. Oh, you look like shit.
Happens to me all the time.
Then, honey, you need to like manually put on a positive record.
Yeah.
Until it becomes automatic or almost automatic. So try to train yourself to be saying like, oh, I'm so hot today. Mm-hmm. Oh, I have really nice friends.
Yeah.
Fuck.
My feet are pretty.
Oh, my feet are incredible. Yeah.
Even things like that. Like, oh, look, I did such a good job decorating this tree. Mm-hmm. I love the way it looks. Mm-hmm. Making things also makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, at this point, now I'm caught up in like, but if not enough people like it,
who cares?
That. Right. But I would maybe make a little painting or something. Like, think about something physical you can enact. Mm-hmm. I think that always feels good because if you're in a deep depression, it's like, well, if I clean my house, then I can see a difference. And that makes me feel better than anything. Make a little sculpture. You should go to Michael's or Hobby Lobby.
Don't go to Hobby Lobby.
Right. They're against abortions, but go to Michael's. Or like there's other ones, but Michael's and get like do a little craft. Did you, Mary, did you have in your town growing up, did you have like plaster craft place where like they just had like white molds of like all different like little stupid statues, like a dinosaur, a kitten, a fairy.
And then you paint them.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was the
people
best.
Had birthdays there.
Oh,
sometimes.
There was tons of birthdays and they would always play Mambo Number 5. They had like one CD. That they would play it every single birthday.
Wow.
And always had Mambo Number 5 on it.
Yeah, I remember, I believe, going to two birthdays at Color Me Mine. Mm-hmm. And one time I made a piggy bank in the shape of a smiley face.
Cute.
And this is pre-emoji.
Yeah.
And the other time, I think I made a dog. Either a dog or a bunny.
Mm,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really good choices.
And, you know, on that smiley face piggy bank, I used a sea sponge to apply the paint.
Oh, you did?
I did. And I was like, oh, this is cool. So I would recommend doing that.
Doing plaster crafting.
Yeah, I think definitely don't feel limited to just brushes. Try a sea sponge.
Sponging.
Yeah.
Well, there was that like at infomercial where the woman was like selling you a way of painting with that sponge. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And that literally looked so fucking fun as hell to me and my ass.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do it now.
Fuck. I remember seeing it and thinking it looked cool, but already being like a frugal adult in like a 5-year-old body.
Yeah.
Like, no way it works like that. There's no way it works.
She looks like she has no idea what she's doing.
I bet this thing is all plugged up with paint.
True.
You probably can't even waste the money.
Really?
I'm not falling for this.
And yeah, if I got that as a gift, I would do it and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I used to always get like kits for gifts, and I was like, great, you give me a project.
Thanks. Right.
Like, write your own book kit. I was like, fuck you, Aunt Carol. What the fuck?
What do I look like, an author?
No, yeah, now I have to fucking do homework? What are you doing to me?
Wow.
But now I'm like, oh, I would love a little project.
Maybe play Words with Friends.
Oh, I love Words with Friends. I'm really good at
it. It's true. She is.
Well, Mary's really good at it, too.
You're the best. I'm in second in season 3.
Sorry, Steve. My bad.
Well, let me think. How do I wrap this up? Wow. I think we've all learned a lot today.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes in life, you just have to like go for it, and you know what I mean, and like, so it's just so great that there's podcasts like this out there that help people achieve their dreams and become the best they can be,
and you guys are all achieving your dreams right now and you're all the best you could be right now and the reason for that, you ask, is because you listen to this podcast that I answer,
and you're doing great. You're all doing great. Even if you're like, objectively, I'm doing bad. What are you talking about? Mm-mm-mm-mm. Doing good.
Yeah.
Your money.
Your money.
Well, okay, bye.
Thanks so much for being with us.